right now. I know he's got stuff going on here in about 10 minutes. Got to grab him as we can. Busy man right now. The head coach, Sioux Falls Storm, Curtis Riggs. And Coach, good afternoon.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
I'm great, man. How are things with you? You've got not only your, of course, your football academy, but you got a lineup here that you've been putting together. You got your exhibition game on Friday.
Yeah, we do. I think the exhibition game's probably been the furthest thing from our minds right now, but I think we have a good group of guys.
The latest, you've been updating us on your offensive line, and let's see here, some other announcements today. Talk about some newcomers to the offensive line. Are these guys that you've been looking at for a while?
Well, you know, some of these guys are guys that we were pursuing for a while, and you know, the important, we've had some terrible situations with things happening outside of football to where we haven't been able to get the guys in for practice, and that's including veteran and newcomers. And so, you know, the good thing about the preseason game is that it gave us an extra week of practice, and then we get 2 full weeks of practice before our first actual game, which will be very good for those new guys.
But, Sean Flanagan, Marcus Gordon, Rashad Mungrow.
Yeah, and, you know, Marcus Gordon has not been able to get into town yet because of some, you know, some family situation back home. Mungrow has done an outstanding job. He is a big physical kid. Sean Flanagan is a kid that I coached at USF, so I was very aware of his skill and his ability. And he lives in Sioux Falls now, so it was a great fit for him to come in. And, you know, and then we still have some of our veteran guys, Charlie Sanders and Manaya Smith, too.
Sure. Defensive line, guys you've talked about, James Dunlap, Ronnie Nelson, Emilius Davis, Cesar Rodriguez, Akeem Ward. What does that tell you when you hear those names?
We have a very, very talented, athletic group of defensive linemen. And, you know, it's going to be anchored by Corey Johnson, our nose guard, that has had a tremendous offseason. He's dedicated himself, and he's lost 40 pounds. He just looks absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, he's come in with a very clear mind, a great view, and a great leadership role, and it's paid off with some of these young guys like Ronnie Nelson, you know, who played at Iowa State and has played in the Arena League, and then some guys like Akeem Ward and Cesar Rodriguez. They just look very, very good.
All right, four other guys that just announced today coming to the Storm. You got defensive back Stuart Franks. You got wide receiver Corey Surrency. You've got linebacker Chris Tracy and running back Champlain Babin. Or is it Babin? Babin?
Babin.
Babin.
Yep.
I haven't heard much about him, but so what about these guys I just talked about?
Well, Stuart Franks is a longtime veteran for us. He's a guy that it looked like he might be done after last season, but he wanted to come back and help defend the titles that he helped us win. It was great to see. You know, Stuart is a big, big athletic individual. He's 6'4 and a half, and he plays free safety. He can play strong safety, linebacker. He can come over and play receiver for us. So he brings a lot of value. But when we watched him last night line up for one-on-ones against Corey Surrency, who's 6'6 and a half, yeah, you don't see many people dwarf Stuart, but Corey Surrency does that.
Wow.
He brings a big body. And some very good hands, and I think people will be excited to see what he can do with the Storm.
You got a South Dakota State guy, Chris Tracy, playing for you.
Yeah, we're excited about Chris because Chris, he's one of those guys, too, that brings a unique value, and we want to really see what he can do because he can play that linebacker position. He can play defensive end, and so we're trying to move him around a little bit. First thing, though, we got to get him to accustomed to playing with inside the walls. And this is always a transition for guys. They just don't realize how quick things change. And a lot of guys just don't realize how good the talent is, too, in this league. But Chris is a hard worker. He's just we haven't let the guys hit yet. So Chris is waiting for the opportunity to put the pads on and start, you know, sending a little message to the offensive guys.
He's Curtis Riggs, head coach Sioux Falls Storm, here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. Got to get down to 24 players by February 21. How many you got in camp right now?
We're at about 36 guys. You know, it'll kind of dwindle down, especially after the preseason game. We'll let some guys go, and then we'll probably be, after the preseason game, we'll be at probably around 29 guys, and then we'll get down to the 24 the week of that first game.
So how are you going to handle Friday night down in Sioux City with this game?
You know, the game for us is purely about evaluating some of this young talent. I mean, we feel like we have a very good crew of young receivers and young defensive backs that we're not really sure about and what they can do in game situations, and this gives us a chance to evaluate those guys. If I don't need to evaluate Chris Dixon. I don't need to evaluate Maniah Smith. I know what those guys can do, but I don't know what some of these other guys can do.
Will they get some time? Will we see Chris Dixon at all on Friday?
You know, we probably will shoot him, and we probably will play him a little bit, but, you know, he's not going to be taking off and running. And we may put a beacon system on him that is making a high-sounding alert sound anytime someone gets close. But we'll be very safe with him. But I would like him to get a little bit of reps and a little bit of timing with some of the guys.
And how will Sioux City handle the game on Friday night?
That's a good question. I don't know. You know, I talked to their coach, and we kind of laid some ground rules of how we'd like to see this play out. I know they want to use it as a method of evaluation, too. And I know they want to look at a lot of our players, the guys that we'll end up releasing, because it's a good opportunity for them to pick up some of those guys or try to get them to join their roster. So I think it benefits them in a lot of ways, and it'll be beneficial for us, too.
Hey, Coach, thanks for the time. Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon. Can't wait for the Curtis Riggs Show here on KWSN. We're just 2 weeks away from that one.
All right. Thanks for having me on, Craig.
You bet. All right, there he goes. Curtis Riggs, head coach, Sioux Falls Storm.